The Ottawa Police Service, OPS, is reporting no major issues as hundreds of people gathered in downtown Ottawa to mark the one-year anniversary of the start of the Freedom Convoy. The OPS and the City of Ottawa are increasing enforcement this weekend in the downtown core as hundreds gathered to commemorate the occasion. Earlier this week, OPS Police Chief Eric Stubbs said resources, tow trucks and staffing plans are in place. Stubbs told a meeting of the Ottawa Police Services Board earlier this week that the force will not tolerate any vehicle-based protests. In a Twitter thread, the OPS said police and bylaw officers are maintaining a presence in the downtown core. Bylaw officers have towed 15 vehicles and 81 parking tickets have been issued. Police have given 20 provincial offense infractions. We will remain in the downtown core throughout the weekend. Ottawa Police, at Ottawa Police, January 28, 2023 at roughly 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, January 28, two people were arrested for trespassing on Parliament Hill by the Parliamentary Protective Service, PPS. Around 4:30 p.m. today, two people were arrested for trespassing on Parliament Hill by at PPS_SPP with the support of OPS. Officers remain downtown and will continue enforcement as necessary. Hashtag OTNews, Ottawa Police, at Ottawa Police, January 29, 2023 The PPS said 500 people are expected to gather this weekend to mark a year since the Freedom Convoy occupied downtown Ottawa. The agency, which polices the precinct, said it will curtail some access to Parliament Hill. The public can still use the central and east gates to access the Hill lawn, but not the gates closest to the West Block, where the Liberals are holding their caucus meeting this weekend. The Protective Service said public tours have been cancelled. Last year's protests lasted more than 3 weeks, and a police operation to end the demonstration that had taken over the streets near Parliament Hill only unfolded after the federal Liberals invoked the Emergencies Act. Numbers are beginning to pick up on Parliament Hill, and the DJ has arrived. Still not clear at all though what eventual numbers will be. People continue to arrive. pic.twitter.com/w0jipjivc, xiaolixcx, Li Xiaoli, at xiaoli_xcx, January 28, 2023 A, Freedom Convoy 2.0, was planned for Ottawa from February 17 to February 21, 2023, and later changed to Feb. 17 to February 20, 2023 in Winnipeg. While organizers have cancelled the follow-up rally altogether, the OPS said it is still assessing the situation. The city and the OPS said they are ensuring that bylaws regarding parking, noise, litter and fireworks are respected this weekend in the city's downtown core. Special parking restrictions will be in effect until Sunday, January 29 in an area from Wellington Street in the south, Laurier Avenue in the north, Bronson Avenue in west and Elgin Street to the east. Residents and visitors are advised to follow posted signage and to park their vehicles accordingly. The area's city councillor, Ariel Troster, said that demonstrators have a permit for a dance party on Parliament Hill but not for the areas controlled by the city, which includes Wellington Street. On Twitter, she wrote Friday that the city will increase staffing of the 311 phone line this weekend to respond to any incidents. City staff strongly affirmed there will be zero tolerance for hate crimes, Troster wrote in a message to local residents. Bigger numbers, but hard to say it's more than -200 people, police excluded. One guy the first spoke to said he expects to see more and more people arrive this afternoon, but I'm skeptical at this moment. Pic. Twitter.com/CVWRDCN65F, xiaolixcx, Li Xiaoli, at xiaoli_xcx, January 28, 2023. In addition to parking violations, tickets will be issued to any individual or group in violation of any other City of Ottawa by law, including unnecessary motor vehicle or other noise, including speakers, construction or installation of structures on city property, public urination and defecation, open air fires, littering, lighting and discharging fireworks. There are no traffic closures planned as a result of this weekend's events, although the OPS may impose temporary closures to manage large volumes of traffic if necessary to ensure the lawful flow of traffic or public safety. Drivers should anticipate delays in the downtown core. Officers will be taking enforcement action in regard to bylaw offenses at anticipated events in the downtown core this weekend, including https://t.co/vasadish1/otcitypic.twitter.com/z6l75fp8da. Ottawa by law. At Ottawa by law. January 28, 2023 OC Transpo says it plans to maintain regular transit service in the capital. A subcommittee of Ottawa City Council voted this week to reopen Wellington Street to cars as soon as March, after a year-long closure. The full council will vote on that proposal in early February. With files from Dylan Robertson, The Canadian Press.